In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, Paul writes, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So what exactly do we mean when we say that the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ and Him crucified? We mean that the only hope for man to be made right with God is through the substitutionary and atoning work of Jesus Christ on the cross and beyond the grave. We are broken, sin-sick people who defied our Creator. We said that we could build our own lives upon our own strength, our own wisdom, that we could do a better job at building the world and communities and culture on our own rules and preferences and our own forms of worship and rituals. We don't need you, God. We can build our families according to what we determine is right and good and beneficial to us. This is what we have said, and this is what we've attempted to do, all of it resulting in chaos and rebellion towards our Creator. And because we've revolted against a holy and righteous and infinite God, there are severe and just and eternal consequences to pay. We can never backtrack enough to make up for all of our wrongs. All of our good and noble acts are laced with the poison of our dark hearts. But God, in the eternal halls of His wisdom, planned a redemption story. And then one day, as quiet as snow falling on the ground, He sent His Son to be born as a helpless babe in the flesh to one day grow up and be rejected by men, by the world. And the purpose of Christ's coming was so that He would willingly go to the cross innocently, but not without purpose. You see, from the beginning of man's fall into sin, God promised that a Redeemer would conquer sin for the world. And the way He would do that would be by bearing the believer's sin and suffering their punishment, dying and then rising from the grave to overcome and conquer sin's greatest weapon, which is death. So my friends, God did that. Compelled by love. Have you heard the command to repent and turn to Him in faith and trust? That is how we receive this gift. And is that gift yours today? This Jesus, His work, is the foundation of the church. The church's message is not do better, try harder, be more empathetic, more loving, build your life better. The church's base, her foundation, her message is that man is sinful and headed for an eternity in hell, but God has done a marvelous work on man's behalf to make you eternally new and to bring you into His family. This is the greatest news in all the world. Why would we deviate from this? And if in God's wisdom and power He crafted and executed and applied this plan for us, why would we seek anyone else's wisdom and power? Church, we have no other foundation upon which to build. We should seek no other foundation upon which to build our lives. Today when you pray, please pray for Todd and Tina Cox, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Alango LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.